Good morning, Big Rabbits. This is Big Rabbits Buzz with Chris Long and
Bruce Borkovich. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Another Monday morning with
Monday
you, my friend.
Monday morning, yes.
We're doing okay.
Yes, we have a special guest here.
We do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, some people don't think he's
very
special.
I wouldn't think I'm that special.
Well, I talked to some of his teachers.
Talked to my wife.
I've talked to some of his elementary school teachers. I think he was special.
There's some people that really hate you for some reason.
Oh, I love everybody. It doesn't.
But not you do. Uh-huh. You know what? I'm really impressed. You know, you're in a hot seat. And by the way, there's for if there's one person who hates you, there's 1,000 who love you. But you did such a nice job with, not getting personally, feeling personally attacked and just being courteous and being a good civil servant. And hats off to you because that's not easy.
It. Yeah. I mean, issues are issues, but people are people. And as long as you keep them separate and just keep the issue and keep focus on the issue, things work out quite well. If you let all that hate and engulf your life, it really just chews you up and bad things come your way.
Absolutely.
Like attracts like.
Yep. I've said it on the air before. Separate the people from the problems. Mm-hmm. Deal with the problems.
I got a question for you. How does you and your family deal with the amount of hate that they spread on Facebook about you and your family?
Just don't go on Facebook.
That's simple. A great idea.
No, yeah, it's a lesson for the community.
Yeah, I really don't pay any attention to it. I just can't. I mean, you have to be aware of some of the stuff that happens on Facebook, just so you don't get terribly blindsided. But we figure it is just sometimes you get into these rooms on Facebook. They're echo chambers, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but I just mean it in the way it is. It's an echo chamber a lot of times, and like once again attracts like, and you can start feeding off of each other and get into a frenzy. So I value when I look at it, meaning value, meaning that I respect what's being said, but I don't take it to heart.
Do you respect everything that they're saying? Do you?
No, I don't respect everything they say. But I do respect the conversation, I guess.
But you do listen.
Yes,
you know, I mentioned, Chris may remember a show or two ago, that it's been my experience after 65 years on this earth that by and large, there are exceptions, but by and large, the longer someone is in an elected position, the more they become an administrator in their mind, as opposed to a representative of the people. And you're new at this.
Oh, I know one person you're talking about.
You do?
We won't say his name.
Well, that's Chris.
We don't talk about him.
He who has no name?
Yes.
Okay. But anyhow, Jason, you're doing great. And I'll tell you what, if you sign up for law enforcement or if you sign up for an elected position, you better grow thick skin. You better understand you represent everyone, and that means the people who don't agree with you and you don't like you. You still represent them, and I think you're doing a great job of that.
Well, thanks. We just had a conversation about that after the special meeting. Pardon me. And it's like I don't necessarily maybe not agree with you, and you may not agree with me, but I feel obligated to protect you because we shouldn't be doing harm to anyone. Resident in Green Township, and we need to represent everybody equally, whether you agree with me or not, or agree with my views, and that's the way it is.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know,
yep, for sure. Yep. Well, last Thursday, I attended a meeting at the county building, and I don't want to go into a ton of detail other than it was a planning commission meeting. And I thought this morning you could tell everyone what you did, because I think what you stood up and did was huge. And so rather than me butcher it, tell us what happened.
Well, the board approved our council to send a letter to the county planning and zoning.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. So yes, your board, Green Township, approved sending a letter to. And Jason, let me back up and correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to lay the groundwork for people.
Sure.
The Michigan law allows townships to do their own zoning, or if they choose not to, it's automatically deferred to the county, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And in this case, prior to what's going on now, Green Township never did their own zoning. And So now take it forward, because I think that's going to lay the necessary foundation for what you did.
Well, let me add to that. Green Township did have a planning commission, all right? Not a commission, I'm sorry, a planning, like a board committee. And what they
when operated, was that?
Well, it was started around, I think it was 96, okay, on up to about 2007-ish is when they kind of let it go.
Okay.
And so what we did is we noticed that. They never took back zoning, though. And what I mean by taking back zoning is, like you said, Bruce, zoning is deferred to the county. And but each township within the county has the right to have their own zoning and planning commission and do their own zoning for their area. Well, at this point in time, Green Charter Township board has acted and put themselves in a posture where they want to take back zoning and start their own planning commission. And so what that requires is us to, first of all, develop an ordinance, review the ordinance and have a first reading of that ordinance to establish a planning commission, and then have a second reading and okay it. And so what happened is Green Charter Township at this point has done the second reading. And now at this point in time, since the second reading has happened, the ordinance now is posted in the Pioneer, and now we go into a 63-day period, a waiting period while we establish our initial planning ordinance, our interim ordinances.
Oh, okay. Yes. And before I go any further, I just want to make it clear, you are the Green Township supervisor. You are the supervisor elected after the recall. So your current position is the Green Township supervisor.
Correct. Yeah. Well, first off, let's explain why the group that did that assisted with the recall and supported you, why we told everyone to vote no on the planning commission that was in there. Because I believe there's a lot of confusion. Why would we vote no if we're just going to do it again? And I tried explaining, it's like that was a insurance policy in my mind, why we voted no in the first place, to ensure that Chapman, if we lost, that would...
I mean, obviously there's the old board and the speculation with the old board or how the old board was going to run it. Now, the old board's ordinance, or my predecessor's ordinance, was to establish a planning commission with 5 people. All right. When I ended up going back and reading from 1969 all the way to about 2012 right now. I've been involved with other projects, but I read all the meeting minutes regarding what the board has done from 1969 to about, like I said, 2012 or whatever. Anyway, so... in that, when they ran their planning committee, they had 7 people on that committee. Now it seems minuscule, but the ordinance changed from 5 to 7 people. All right. The other thing that's happened here is that this board that's in power right now, we've taken steps immediately to start putting our planning committee into place. We created a planning committee. We actually had our first meeting, about 4 or 5 days ago, last week, Thursday. And then we're going to have another one tomorrow. They're not open to the meeting or to the public. They're just structural meetings and how we're going to run this planning committee and hopefully into a planning commission eventually. And so we're also working with Williams and Works, which is a company down in Grand Rapids, the greater Grand Rapids area, that helps write interim ordinances and also helps develop master plans for townships. So there's a lot of action that's happening right away. Now, we had said that we're going to meet biweekly with the planning committee, but right now, because of the situation, you know, get up and running, get everybody used to operating in that fashion, we're doing it pretty much weekly, you know, so we can get our feet underneath us, everybody understands what has to happen, and we can operate really well when our interim ordinance kicks in.
Excellent. And Jason, again, I just don't want to blow past people. In the past year, I've become very involved with, you know, local affairs and local politics. Prior to that, I was ignorant on many of these things. Explain what the township planning commission went in place. What do they do?
So the plan, the planning, the commission is going to take over zoning from the county. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah. So they make the zoning decisions.
Yes, exactly.
For so the township.
All zoning issues will come to the Green Charter Township Hall, and we will have an office there, and we will review all zoning issues, either relating anywhere from, bringing other new businesses in, or if you have a zoning issue, you can come to us, or like even the bigger stuff like Goshen, for example. Okay. We'll have to report to us.
Good.
For
good. Hey, I just wanted to make sure we're not just blowing past people. So. Last Thursday night, the meeting.
Yes.
I watched you get up, and what did you do? How's that for a softball?
So, yeah, right. So, so at the meeting, what happened is the clerk, Corey Ribo, and myself stood up, and we issued the letter from the attorneys to the Mecosta County Planning Commission. And Planning and Zoning Commission, rather, and I read the letter off to the commission. And what it is a letter from our attorneys that states that it's basically a polite cease and desist on the county from doing any zoning or reviewing any plans from Goshen or any other entity that wants to come into Green Charter Township. And so. What we're saying is because we're in a 63-day period, okay, we are actively working on creating our own planning commission, and by state statute that requires the Mecosta County Planning and Zoning Commission to stop that and let that defer back to the township. So we respectfully requested that they halt all viewing. And then let it revert back to green
right.
when we're ready to go.
And you threw out a date
at
the meetings. You gave a date, though, when you thought it would be
April,
in effect.
About April 26th is when our interim ordinance will be in effect.
So,
and that's when the Planning Commission will kick up.
Yeah, we're in March, next month.
Yep, next month, next month.
Mm-hmm. So it's clearly the intent of the board. You didn't show up Thursday night to say, hey, we're thinking about doing this. You made it clear that the process started, you're doing everything as required, and now you're in that 63-day waiting period, and that you anticipate in April, the date throughout April, the zoning authority will be in place in Green Township.
Is there anybody on the Planning Commission in the county, or whatever that was that you went to, is there anybody that lives in Green Township?
Not
there?
At this point.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
So they definitely shouldn't be doing anything regarding it because they don't even live in there.
Well, I mean, they've done a pretty good job. They're pretty open to work with Green Township, and receive recommendations from Green Township. We always have that right to do that, you know, and those recommendations can be considered. But any kind of large scale development, I just believe that, and so is the board at this point in time, is like, hey, we need to make sure that we're in control of it. We have some sort of a say in it. Right now, we just don't. I mean, the board last week just passed. Now I'm talking about Mecosta County. It just put through it okayed the development of another storage unit on.
What's
North
with all
Drive?
The storage units?
Well, you know, I mean,
it's the Miracle Mile, Chris, there up
go.
There.
Oh, gosh.
How many are going to be? Because another one was approved tonight.
I don't get it. Who has enough crap?
I mean, I just feel like those decisions at this point in time need to be done by Green Charter Township residents, and I mean that goes for any kind of big industrial buildouts.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not tiptoe around the white elephant in the room.
Right.
No pun intended.
Project Elephant.
Yep.
I mean, we do have a large scale industrial development coming into Green Charter Township.
Attempting to come in.
Right.
Let's make it clear because
attempting to
I
come
still
in.
Hear mm-hmm. almost daily
that
from,
it's coming
from
in?
People, it's a done deal.
Oh, it's not a done deal. It's not a done deal until the first bell for production rings.
Yeah.
There's many,
it's
many,
far from a
there's,
done deal.
There's many mm-hmm. processes and procedures and those types of things that Goshen needs to walk through and get through in order to put their facility in.
And there are, you know? let's cut to the chase. I can say it, maybe you can't. There's approvals that still have to be met and have to be granted. And so they've got a long road.
Well, sure they do. And sometimes these approval processes can take anywhere up to 6 months, depending on what they have to, what's required of that type of facility.
Or they can be turned down. Depending.
Well, depending on, it could be. It's potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. So Thursday night really was a polite notice, not an injunction, but not a, you know, stop order, but it was one professional from one local of unit of government notifying another board, kind of a courtesy call that, hey, this is what we're doing, and we're requesting that you do not entertain any zoning approaches or attempts in Green Township, as we are in the process of establishing our own zoning.
Well, hey, yeah, exactly. And of course, it's like we are, you know, politely asking that they halt. And, you know, we're looking for a good participation between both parties so that we can have a good transition of power. You know, I mean, we're asking them, you know, one, halt. And then we're also going to pursue the ability to gain information from them, you know, before we start our process and doing our board. And so we can kind of get everybody caught up to speed.
How has it been getting information out of them?
You know, I only reached out once to them, and I was told that I needed to FOIA that information. Well, I'm just going to say that's what they told me. And I couldn't, you know, to me, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, I
no
mean,
no surprise there.
I mean, I just don't understand that, but I mean, I can respect their, you know, what they want us to do. I get it, you know, but, we are a township, and we have a large facility coming in, and we just like to know what's happening, because we get a lot of calls, a lot of walk-ins that say, hey, what is going on with Goshen? Well, right. In the position that we're in right now, guys, I can't say we don't know.
Right.
We have no idea. It's not that I can't say anything. It's just that, like, the clerk, the treasurer, the supervisor, we have no idea what's going on.
Have you seen their site plan?
I did see their site plan through different channels.
Oh, he didn't give it to you?
No. I have to submit a FOIA for that.
How did you?
I'm just saying that's what they told me. So, I mean, like I said, I can respect it, but whatever.
Well, you know, just to backtrack a little bit, very recently, you folks in the lion's share fell on Corey's, the new clerk's shoulders, but you guys conducted an election. And, you know, it's really easy to gloss over these local elections and not understand what a huge process it is and a huge responsibility. It's the core of our republic and of our democratic process.
Absolutely.
And there's so much responsibility. And I know, you know, Corey's very conscientious. She's very smart. I know she was fretting over it, but from everything I can see and hear, you guys did a fantastic job of your as a brand new board of your very first election.
Yes.
Well, you know, and I wish I could take some kind of credit for it. Nah, I really don't. I just defer all the credit right to Corey and Jill. I mean,
she did a great job.
It's unbelievable. The amount of training, the amount of hours it took. I mean, we did have some technical difficulties with it. We trudged through that and took care of those technical difficulties. So I think it went off without a hitch. It was they made it very smooth for a very difficult situation.
They did.
The other side says that you guys did everything wrong. It was terrible. It went absolutely wrong. And they're filing complaints about you. What did you do wrong?
Good question. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Chris, you've got to have a little gem with that.
I don't know what.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Sorry, I'm not sure how to even answer that. I don't know. I didn't really hear from the other side, or hear any of these complaints. We had one complaint that came in, and I really can't recall exactly what that complaint was. Or, well, I wouldn't even say it was a complaint. It was more of a concern. And so, I darn it, I wish I could tell you what it was. I can't think of it
right now. Well, really, a complaint that you did it wrong means it was an illegal election and results are, I mean, that's a pretty bizarre claim unless someone really.
Well, you got to also understand that this election came off right after the fact that we were doing a complete changeover of technology in our township. And, you know, everybody in that township is new. We have some really good people helping us out in some different areas that, you know, the proper people. We have a lot of good support. And so, I mean, that always helps. But it's there was a lot of changes that were happening there. And then on top of it, you throw on election. So those girls that are in that office do unbelievable work. And we're really, really blessed and fortunate to have them with us.
The other side keeps saying that I'm helping technically. Have I done anything technical other than fix the printer back right after the recall election? I helped
Chris. Why did that printer only work for about an hour?
No. It was working all night. Okay. Have I done anything?
No, you haven't.
The only time I go there is on board meetings, and half the time I'm so later I don't even go anymore.
You know, I mean, no. I don't even know how to say this other than no, you don't have anything to do with us. I don't mean to sound
no,
that bad.
No, I know. No, it's
well, you
true.
Don't have anything to.
I don't.
No offense, but. Yeah. I don't want to have anything to do with you other than like I'm talking to you right now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. At the last meeting, you were told you can't talk to us. You shouldn't even be on this show right now.
Well,
you were told to completely disassociate yourself from me and Orman and others.
Well, Chris, with the money.
The expert told him.
With the money we've all been getting from Big Petroleum.
Yes.
In this effort, you would think that you would have.
That's how I got my new vehicle.
Well, yeah. just kidding, folks. That is the rumor was going around.
Wow, this thing is going off the rails.
Those of us in opposition to the project are being funded by the big petroleum companies, and I'm waiting for that check.
I think Lori Brock's holding out the checks on us.
Maybe that could that
the pretty could, pony princess
could be it. But hats off to the board. You know, we have. I'm. I don't know if many of the listeners know that I'm now the deputy township supervisor in Big Rapids Township.
Congratulations! Yeah,
and we have Hannah Says there, who is our clerk, and she does an amazing job. She's so sharp,
is amazing,
and so good. But even Hannah was all you know. She takes her citizenship and our rights and our everything so serious, and she was stressing out and. I knew it was going to go great because it always does, but that's because she takes it so seriously. She's such a professional, and she realizes, you know, think about what a huge responsibility it is to run elections from local positions all the way up to president. That's that's a pretty big deal. We are going
before we cut for our sponsors, I want to ask you one quick question.
Uh-oh.
Are you still the president of Mesa?
No, absolutely not.
That's a break-in after the break. Let's talk about that.
Okay,
we'll talk about that after the break. You are listening to WBZX Big Rapids on B1039. Good morning. You are here with Bruce Borkovich and
Chris Long.
Chris, here we are again. And boy, are we in splendid company here with Mr. Jason Cruz. Jason is the new township supervisor in Green Township. Perhaps a historic event in Michigan. I don't know. I've heard people say that. An entire board being recalled. I don't know. But this is hardcore We the People stuff. This is what is getting me involved in my community and in local government, just to see the power and energy of people who start something and are committed to it and don't quit.
It's grassroots at its core. It's why everybody's getting involved. People are waking up and seeing
the
bull crap. Yeah.
We the people. You know, in investigations, when I was a detective, I had a saying that when it comes to good investigations, gentle pressure relentlessly involved. And that's what this group is doing. Now, might be beyond gentle pressure, but we're relentless and we're not going to quit.
For far too long, people of this county have been asleep while certain people have been running everything in the county, in the townships. And in the last year with this whole Goshen's the catalyst, folks. Mm-hmm. And people have begun to wake up and realize these people that we have liked and allowed to run rampant for so many years. The good old boys. It's the good old boys. There's no other label for it. There are some the good old boys and gals, okay?
We found one, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Not
it's ridiculous.
Anymore.
It's ridiculous. These well, people, their time is up. They need to go resign. We got you. We caught you. We
well,
got you.
It's we the people stuff.
Yeah.
And
taking it back.
Yep. And so we've got Jason here, and Jason, I'm not going to hide our friendship. Jason's a friend. I've known him for a long time. I have a ton of respect for him. But the amount of time and energy and sacrifice he's putting into this to help his community, because I'm here to tell you, folks, Jason is, if Jason was working by the hour and getting paid $10 an hour, he'd be driving a brand new Escalade tonight. But he's doing this out of love for his community. He's doing, I know, his dear wife and his beautiful children, and he's doing this to preserve their way of life and preserve the future for those kids. And so
you're doing an excellent job.
And Chris, you should hear what Bruce says when I'm not in the room.
I say people will say the same thing. I told Pat Curry about you a year or so ago, and Pat's a dear friend, and you know, he's kind of listening and checking me out, and then I introduced you, and now Pat's your biggest fan. He says, "Boy, you were right about that, Jason." So anyhow, but before we went to station really break, Chris, I heard you say the M word, Mesa.
Mesa.
What is Mesa? Help us out. I think I know, but you're
well. I
more
think Jason should say
Jason,
something
well,
because
ahead.
He started it, and apparently
about,
everyone believes
yeah.
he's
How
the president.
Jason tells us who Mesa is. Chris, you tell us who's on the board.
Okay.
Okay.
How's that?
So it's MCASTA. All right. Environmental Security Alliance is Mesa, and so we started it. I say we, the board, the board that was then. The board that's now is kind of different, obviously. But as soon as I won the election, I stepped down, wrote a letter, said we had a quick meeting. I said, listen, I got to step away. And everybody agreed on the Mesa board that it was time for me to step away. There was just a big conflict of interest. Yep. And we cut loose. And then I cut all ties with Mesa. And I didn't even know. I found out when we had the letter sent to us from Mesa, that's to Green Charter Township, us. I found out that Chris was on the board. So I had no idea Chris was even on the board. And I thought, well, wow, that's interesting. I just didn't know.
Okay.
You know?
So this is starting to come together. Yeah. So Mesa then, the fact that you're in the board, Mesa has deep ties to the petroleum industry,
oh,
right,
yes,
Chris?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sarcasm for the listeners.
No,
if you don't know,
true.
That's sarcasm. Chris, who's on the board of Mesa?
Bruce Baker is the president.
Okay.
Pete Hoekstra is the vice president.
Well, there's a heavy hitter.
Terry Hook is our treasurer, and Mary Engelsman is our clerk. I'm on the board as just a director, and Drew Bourne is on the board as director.
See, there's some new names there. I don't know everybody there at all. That's good. So it's good to hear that it's still moving well, and I wish you guys the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jason, what do they do?
What do we do?
What does Mesa do?
Well, basically, it was formed to protect the better interests of MCASTA County on environmental insecurity. Okay. You know, I mean, we have to watch out for any environmental impact
that
can happen in MCASTA County, and that has to do with any kind of industrial situation coming into MCASTA County or any kind of development of any sort. And then obviously the security of our country, not only in MCASTA County, but our country. And so are these a threat to our national security? Are these entities a threat?
Yeah. That is
Goshen is, period.
That is something that's really changed. So I'll be honest.
These are concerns, right?
They are
very big concerns, and you have to protect the environment that you live in.
When I originally got involved, I actually weighed the environmental concerns heavier than the security concerns out of ignorance. And I still thoroughly believe there's extreme environmental concerns. But everyone now who's paying attention is learning, should be listening to very powerful, accomplished, intelligent people in high powers of authority for public safety. We have two previous CIA directors and our current sitting FBI director, CIA director said that there's certain that if this plant is built in Michigan, they're referring to Mikasa County, it will be used for attacks on our cybersecurity and our intellectual property.
Oh, you mean the fudge recipe, as somebody said. Oh, yeah. It's so appeasing and virtue signaling. It's so dumb to even say such things.
Well, and then our current FBI director under President Biden calls the threat of the CCP against our cybersecurity and our intellectual property the, quote, defining threat of our generation. So I think... I have evolved. I know John Molinar has evolved. I know a county commissioner is involved who I think we're smart enough and humble enough people to say, I may have thought one way at one time, but now I know more and know differently.
Yes.
Now, I always considered them a threat to our national security, but that has ramped way up. And one of the messages we're trying to get out right now to current local leaders is have the humility and the love in your heart for your community and be a strong enough leader to say, you know what? I thought this was good and I really didn't know all of these things at this time, but now I know more and it is okay to change an opinion as you gather knowledge.
I was on the I don't care side until July of last year. I didn't care whether it came or not. And then in July, when I actually looked into it, did my own research, and then look to you guys and then did my own research further, it's like, no, this shouldn't be here, period. And then seeing what the other side has done and just the lies that have been being spread both about the situation and downplaying things and what certain people did while they were on the other board, it's just wrong.
Well, I've said it before, and then we're going to get back to Jason. One side is concerned with gain.
Yeah.
Another side is trying to prevent loss. Now, I'll let you analyze that as a listener any way you want. But there are folks who are pro-Goshen, and they're concerned about gain, economic gain, jobs, those sorts of things. There's another side that are against Goshen, and we're concerned about what we might lose environmentally, and safety and security.
What will change what we currently have? What is wrong with what we currently have? Nothing.
Well, if nothing happens, if I'm a wizard and I wave a wand, and this whole issue goes away, Green Township will not be polluted, and we will not have our number one enemy, worldwide enemy, in this county. So think of it that way. If this whole thing were to just disappear, it's back to business as usual.
Yeah.
We aren't going to have a huge environmental threat, and we're not going to establish a foundation, a footprint, for what I consider our worldwide enemy, our worldwide adversary, to be in our community.
Well, our area will still be polluted, apparently. Their new kick on the other side is now going around on satellite images and detecting blight in the area and saying that it's a bigger problem than Goshen.
Blight? Wow. Mm. You know what? I've got two old tires out in the old pasture right here.
I'm going to have to get a picture of that.
That are buried under the grass. They're going to get me, aren't they?
I bet you I know one person that's going to call the EPA on you. They're going to start digging up your yard to try to find that tire.
That's it. I'm moving. Moving back to the city.
Well, I just want to just add one thing. It's never, you got to understand, it should never be money over country, ever. Because you can't have conversations like this if you don't have a country. And how do we end up at a place where we don't have a country? When you say, well, it doesn't matter. Certain things are already in place and there's nothing you can do to change it. You know what I mean? Me, on the other hand, if you're looking at it from a point of view that I'm at right now, you really have to remove a lot of different outlooks on life. And you have to look at the situations that are presented to you as they come, and you say, okay, how does this situation fit into the law, you know, of our land, and how does it fit into the law of our township? And that's kind of how we're approaching it. That's how I'm approaching it. And so, all things aside, we look at the projects as they come along and the challenges that we have at Green Township, and we look at it, does it fit for the betterment of Green Township residents? And if so, fine. Does it hurt any of the Green Charter Township residents the way that we view these things? If so, then how can we, what can we do for a good compromise? And then we move on from there. So that's kind of the way that the township board is operating. Now, viewpoints, once again, I want to circle back to never, ever should it be money over country.
Absolutely.
You know, correct. Never. National correct. Security is the most.
Absolutely. Most. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, wow. That's the correct answer.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I think all Chris right. just emphasized the correct
can
answer.
Can I ask you two a question? Why did you move to, you probably already said this to your listeners.
Many
why
times.
Did you? Just really quick summarize, not like really fast. Why, Bruce, did you
move know, here? And it's great because Chris and I are in two totally different places in our life. Yeah. So you're getting two great perspectives. So
not that I don't listen to your program. I just want to know.
I'm at the end of my career in 2012. I'm at the toward the end of my career. I'm on a drug team. I'm in, let's just say, in my 50s, and I'm still kicking doors down, pointing guns at people every day. And I realized I'm not ready to retire. I've got one more move. I'd like, my dream is always to get a piece of dirt, to get some acreage. And so a job opening, the police chief's job at Ferris opened up, and my wife and I talked about it. We knew the community, and we very intentionally took this job. This is it. Jason, this is our last spot. We don't have the financial resources or the energy to do anything else. We chose this.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, we chose this as our last spot. We love the community. We love the size. You know, there's stores here if you need stuff, but it's a small town. People look out for each other. People used to not hate each other, and I hope we can get past this and get back to that way of life. But I very intentionally did this. My daughter's here. She works locally. My son-in-law works locally. We have the lights of our life, three grandchildren, and we want to be here, and we want to preserve this way of life for those grandbabies.
I moved out here because I had a job in Grand Rapids and I needed to be within 1 hour, and I chose the furthest spot. I used to come to this area to fly fish all the time. I went fly fish the Muskegon, Pierre Marquette, the Hersey River, Little Manistee, Big Manistee. So I was well familiar with this area. I had a buddy who lived in had a cabin, his family's cabin, that I used to come up to every weekend while I was in college. And so I knew this area very well. I just didn't know anybody. And when I had the opportunity, it was perfect. Up 131 right here, bam, right on the river. And I haven't done much fishing because of this whole Goshen thing. It's been taking up my time. But it's because this area was never going to change. My realtor, who is a county commissioner, stated that this area will never, ever change, okay? You either are a student, you're a teacher at the universities or at the schools, you own a farm, you're retired, or this is a vacation home, or you go down to Grand Rapids, or you work in one of the areas here.
Chris, April 1st is coming.
What's April 1st?
The opening day of Little River Manistee.
The drought opener.
So we can still hit it, you know? I mean, just saying, you know?
Yeah.
No, so, this is our dream. We have, you know, 82 acres here. I could look out in one day and see deer, all kinds of waterfowl, bobcat, turkeys, coyotes, bear. We have a lot of bear here.
It's just amazing.
And you know my view here. You guys have both seen it.
There was a bear in my yard the other day.
Was there really?
Yes.
Yeah, they're out moving around now. And so this is our dream. And I don't want to sound sappy and morose here, but this is our last shot.
Yeah, you do sound sappy.
I am sappy. And you know what? You'll find out when you get older.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, I've always been a big... I deserve that one. Boy, I walked right into that one. But no, you'll find out as you get older, you get more sentimental. And, you know, I'll see stuff on TV, and the next thing you know, I'm reaching for a Kleenex, drying my eyes, or see something on Bookface that is sentimental. And you get to that. Can you give me another one of those? I deserve
it. When you say Bookface, you're expecting.
Yeah, that's.
That's no, you exactly don't deserve
right.
that.
That's exactly right. But no, this is so that's it. So Jason, what else? You've got a tough job. You have a important job. You're getting paid peanuts. you are not doing this for the money or the stature or because it's comfortable.
But what a great opportunity it's been. You know, we've had a lot of fun. You know, it's been very challenging.
Yes, it
is. I'm surprised they don't have two black eyes right now. But, I mean, I'm just saying, well, so challenge. Let's just say you put yourself in that position. Sit behind on the chair, behind the desk for a little bit. And what you'll come across is, and I had this conversation with a friend of mine who served in government just as a trustee position. And it's like, well, you can make one person happy, but there's two people behind you that are upset, you know, and you really feel for the people that are upset because, you know, you don't want to upset anybody. But on the other hand, it's like you still have to make a decision.
Sounds like you actually care.
Well, I live here here and I live around the people that live in Green Township. And I have a lot of compassion for their views. Yeah. I just do, you know. And I mean, whether we share the same views or not, it's important to me that they understand where I'm coming from or where the board's going with certain decisions. And we just want to make sure that we do the right thing, you know, fiscally and responsibly for the people of Green Charter Township, not just for now, because right now, it may, you know, there's a lot of changes happening. And so there's a lot of stuff that's getting changed around over in Green. But the dividends will pay off greatly as we go forward, you know. Well, and it won't take long to see that.
One of the changes is the hours. Everyone, they're always complaining about the hours.
Well, you know, I mean... You know, these positions are viewed by the MTA, which is the Michigan Township Association. They don't pay a lot, and they're viewed as part-time positions.
Yes.
You know, they're
civic
designed.
Duty.
Yeah, well, they're designed, especially in a smaller township, to allow people who have full-time jobs during the day to be able to perform those duties and to take care of their township. You know, there's a lot of townships out there that don't even hold hours, you know, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but it's just a fact of how these townships set their hours and run. Because the officials that hold those positions right now do have other positions out there than other jobs that they hold or, you know, their careers, you know, the township hours have changed. And I mean, it's different from what it's been for the past, I don't know, a couple, you know, 20 years or whatever. Yeah. It's just going to be different.
A couple of years from now, Jason, it'll be different too for you.
Oh, absolutely. What do you say to those that, well, we always have these hours. We've always done it this way.
Well, you know, and I mean, I would say that, you know, and I don't want to come off snarky or anything like that, but it's like, okay, so my predecessors made a mention that, hey, you know, change is tough. Ooh. You know, and it's difficult, but it happens. And then so we have to,
another good answer. Now,
we never, Jason, we never should have let him have those buttons.
I know, no doubt. but no, out of all seriousness, though, I mean, it is difficult. Change is difficult and things do change. It doesn't mean that they're not going to work appropriately in a proper fashion. It's just that they do change and we have to get used to those
when
changes.
Say again what your predecessor said.
Well, that change is difficult, you know.
And when did he say that?
Oh, boy, I don't know, several different times.
Change is difficult, but I had a very wise person one time tell me that people aren't afraid of change because of change. People are afraid of loss within the change.
Well,
change doesn't bother people nearly as much as real or perceived loss.
Well, that goes back to we're about loss.
The loss of full hours. I mean, there's no way that even if moving forward, let's just say that this board is going to change over, right? We all know that this is going to change over eventually. So new people will come in. They will have other needs and other requirements for them to hold the position, and they will do it differently.
Yeah, they will.
Just like we are doing it differently. This is how this always happens. When I took the position over at Ferris, I was a coordinator for the automotive department. When I took that position, things changed from the previous person that was running that department.
Right.
It's just the way that the person's used to running that position.
Priorities.
And where their interests lie.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's that the township isn't a priority by any means, but it's like, okay, so I have X, Y, and Z to do. And therefore, we have to budget our time appropriately.
Yeah.
So in a situation where you have your other job, let's just go down the road for the automotive department for a second. We wanted to do X, Y, and Z. Therefore, I had to reschedule how we were interacting with the students, how things were. Wasn't bad. It was just rescheduling. Mm-hmm.
It's just change.
Yeah. And so everybody has different priorities, and therefore things change. So I don't know what the
problem is. I guarantee you the opposition is now going to use "it's just change" as their justification for Goshen. I can see it now. In fact, I might get ahead of them and start making T-shirts and try to make bank on that money.
Change is important, you know, and change needs to be done appropriately.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And so you have to decide if that change is going to be appropriate or not for your situation.
Natural change
that is always overridden by sound concepts. For instance, all the things you're doing a dozen times a day, 100 times a day, mm-hmm. what should run through your head is, am I representing the people in Green Township? Right. Am I doing it right? Am I listening? Is this what they want? Am I representing them? And I made a statement earlier that it's been my experience that politicians I know of, the longer I observe them in power, the more they deviate from that concept.
Yeah.
At first, I was all about representing the people.
Right.
But now I am a master, my goodness, Nancy Pelosi, not a master litigator, a legislator. I'm a master legislator. I am the master of my environment, and not I am better than I've ever been at representing the people. No, now I'm a master legislator, and I've observed that the longer people are in power in elected positions, they deviate from representing to people. That now I know my job so well, I know what's good for you. I can decide what's good for you. I don't really have to listen to you anymore.
Oh, that reminds me about what somebody said at a meeting I was at recently where she thinks she knows what's best for us.
Gosh, that scares me.
Well, maybe she does, Chris.
You know, she also
I don't know who you're talking about, but it sounds good to me.
She also stated that if you don't go to the county commission meetings, you don't have the right to tell us what we should or should not be doing.
Well, okay, so, all right, let me just speak on that for a second. Okay, so not everybody goes to the meetings. You may have a meeting where there's only two or three people there.
Yeah.
And that's fine because that's how it's working. Except I would personally like to see more involvement. Obviously.
Absolutely. Oh, we're going to make sure there's more involvement now.
I don't think we have.
Her wish is our command.
I don't think there's any lack of involvement in Green Charter Township at this point in time.
Right.
But I'm just saying that, you know, I mean, these things happen just because somebody doesn't come to a meeting. All right. So let me just change my position here. Not, you know. All right. So if you elect an official, you're electing that official, putting your faith in that official to do their job appropriately because you have a busy life. A lot of people have
a lot of
families.
Trust.
You put trust in that person to reflect the views on the government that you live in the environment that you live in, and you entrust that to those people. It's a huge responsibility. And therefore, you have to make sure that, you know, that as an official, that you're reflecting the views of the constituents that you work for. You work for them. You don't work as in that position. You work for the
Absolutely.
People that you know.
And when you stop, you recall them.
Well, you know, and that, you know, that.
Can that happen?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it's ever been done before.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, you have to understand that, that as an elected official, you work for the people. It's just that simple. And if the people have a legitimate majority, especially if have a legitimate concern, you need to hear those concerns out, even the smallest concerns. I try to hear the people out, give the people time to talk to them. And I appreciate that they actually have spent the time to come into me, come into the office and say, hey, I want to talk to you. Now, that's huge to me because that tells me they're taking their precious time out of the day. They want to have a meeting they have something important to discuss. Maybe we can reach an agreement. Maybe I can just provide them with information. Maybe it's information they don't like. Maybe it's information they do like. But, you know, I mean, then I get a chance to get a pulse, a tempo of what's out there and how all the public's feeling.
Yep, yep.
But that comes all for working with the public and working for the public. It's that simple. Yeah,
it does. You know who's, you know, lots of people, you included, you two both included, have inspired me to get more involved locally. And aww, one of them, though, Orman Hook's been wonderful. He's been a wonderful mentor.
Mr. Dark Money.
But one of them is Carmen Bean. And Carmen's a busy guy.
He works.
He's a consultant. He's a good husband. He's a grandfather. He's an outdoorsman. He's a busy guy. And yet he went through the trouble and the work and the hassle to, in the recall election in Big Rapids Township, to become the township supervisor. And I'm going to say this. Carmen doesn't want to be the township supervisor. Carmen doesn't want to be a county commissioner.
Yeah.
Carmen needs, he feels a need to. Yes. It's almost like military yes. service. I can guarantee you Carmen doesn't go around and say, man, I hope someday I'm an elected official, because that's not his nature. But he's the type of a person who loves his community. He's a very moral man. He has really high standards and values. And he's the type of person who's willing to get involved. It's surely not for the money.
That's how it's supposed to be. Fame.
That is
it's,
how
it's supposed to be, because you hear a calling that there's a problem and you believe you have a solution.
Yep. And now, you know, we attacked local elected officials earlier. Okay. That's probably fair. But where's the real problem? Could be the problem with people who aren't willing to get involved and take those positions.
No, that is true.
And when you're so busy working and raising kids and hunting and fishing and going to movies and everything else that you're not willing to get involved in local government, then maybe you shouldn't complain when you get substandard people who forgot why they're in their position.
I have said that to many people, that we cannot entirely blame all of the blame on the old board and the commissioners and everything that we currently have.
No.
They take a large portion of it, but the larger portion is the people. The people went to sleep. They went to sleep at the wheel and allowed them to take over.
But let's go back to the people, right? So the people that take it, and I'm not taking anything away from your statement, but, you know, people are people. And I don't necessarily view it even as subpar. For those positions, the fact is that the views don't match up with what the general public wants.
Right. You know? Well, that's because they only talk to a few of their friends.
That's right.
They only communicate with their friends.
And I'm not trying to take anything away from you, Bruce, but I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, so our viewpoints are different and we can agree to disagree, but we better be able to have a conversation. If we go right to yelling and screaming right away, nothing gets accomplished. Nope. Communication shuts down.
You forgot what the issue is.
Yeah, oh, sure.
You forgot what the issue is.
You inject your passion into it. And it is, politics is very passionate. You know, it's very opinionated. And, there's a lot of passion in it. But the thing about it is to work your way around into politics, for sure. And I've learned this in education. You need to just start to retract your feelings about something, and you just get to the facts.
Yeah.
And then that just levels out the conversation. Now, not everybody has the capacity to do that right away because they're not used to interacting in that capacity.
But it's your responsibility as an elected official to show the leadership to do that. You chose to be a leader.
Sure.
No one made you do it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm so fed up at the federal level. And there's no big hiding the fact that I'm very conservative, and I hear Joe Biden just slam the MAGA people. But guess what? The Republicans do it too. I'm not just going to call out
both sides.
And both sides at the presidential level forget that, okay, 51% of the people voted for you. Guess what? You still represent just as passionately the 49% who didn't.
You can go into a situation where you have, let's just take a football team, for example, or a basketball team, baseball team. I wouldn't say necessarily baseball because you're just playing it out. But you get into there as a team, hockey team, for example. What are we going to do in halftime? Well, we're going to go out there and kill them, you know? So there's a lot of rah, 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 you know? But when it comes down to the regular issues, that's when you slow the rah, rah, rah down. And you say, okay, we don't necessarily agree on this, but why do you feel the way that you feel? Maybe there's a fence in the field that's put up there, and neither one of us know why the fence is there. Yeah. Now, I don't want to Jeez, I'm having a problem here.
Be philosophical.
You need another coffee.
Yeah, I know it. And so,
it's morning.
It's morning. Sorry about that. But we put the fence up. Why is the fence there? You know, if we take it down, what's going to happen? Who put the fence up there and why? Yeah. You know, and then we miss that point. So you have to have those conversations, whether you believe the fence belongs there or not. We still have to have that conversation.
You do. And
you knock that thing down before you know it, you got open borders.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
And you have to, maybe with those who oppose you, sit down and figure out at first what you agree on.
Yeah.
There's going to be things you agree on.
Yeah, 100%.
But I read a book years ago. I recommend it to anyone. It's called Getting to Yes. It was written by some Harvard law professors, very accomplished attorneys. And one of the things they talk about in negotiations is removing people from the problem.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you don't do that, people forget what the issue is. Now it's just personal attacks.
Yeah, sure.
Remove people from, and you do a really nice job with people on that.
Wow. Thank you.
Of bringing them in.
It's a pretty big compliment coming from a guy like you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Just the old worn out war hurt. I talked to my doctor today because I fell on the ice and blah, blah, blah. And I got some x-rays and I talked to a really great local doctor here. And I've known him actually since he was a little kid, since he was a neighbor. I've known him since he was born. And he said, well, Bruce, he said, considering you're 65 years old and the way you've lived your life, he says, you're doing really well. Some results showed some severe arthritis. And he said, considering the things you've done with your body and the way you've lived. But Jason, you're the kind of guest we just need to get back here once in a while.
Yes. Because there's questions that I didn't get to ask.
You didn't ask your questions?
No, we're going to end the show.
Well, we'll do another show. I told Chris, he's got the energy and the smarts and everything. I said, Chris, there is a story or a made-for-TV
movie. I have a lot to tell. So.
On this whole Goshen thing from the battle with Goshen and the politics and the recalls and everything else. But Jason, we want to thank you very much for being here.
No, I appreciate you guys.
Would you come back?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Are we going to, when we're done, maybe test out a sip of bourbon or
Ask the question again.
About bourbon?
No, about would you come back?
Jason, would you come back?
Yes, no, maybe so.
I've been waiting for that one.
Yes, no, maybe
absolutely.
So.
You got to say yes, no, or maybe so.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes
is the answer.
There we go.
Yes, no, maybe so.
You are listening to WBZX Big Rapids on B1039. Community Buzz, if you're interested in joining Rotary Club of Big Rapids, you can find them on Facebook, not Bookface. Facebook at Rotary Club of Big Rapids, or stop by the lower level of Artworks building on Tuesdays at noon. The first two lunches are on them. The Mesiola Curry Comfort Home is looking for donations for their home. Check out their website, MesiolaCurryComfortHome.com. For questions, call 231-287-2208. The Animal Rescue Coalition is a nonprofit no-kill shelter. They always need donations of food and toys. They are Mecosta County's only shelter. They also rehabilitate abused and neglected pets. So remember to adopt, don't shop, and any pet is a lifetime commitment, so take it seriously. Each animal they have all need a forever family. And we'd really like to thank our sponsors, the Pet Boutique, Purely Clean Services, the Barreton Firearms Training Center, 911 Restoration, Gilbert's Carpet Plus Color Tile, Betton Baker of Big Rapids, and Sue Bean at Big Rapids Realty, along with other supportive people and businesses from the community. We thank each and every one of you for getting behind our show. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the Big Rapids Buzz with Chris and Bruce, call your best friend Jen here at B1039 at 231-796-1103.
Would you please support us?
It is not too late to do the right thing.
That was awesome.
Would you please support us?
That is.
Would you please support us?
Are there any FCC rules against begging, Chris?
I don't think so.
I think that's great. That's good stuff.
Would you please support us?
It is not too late to do the right thing.
That is nice. All joking aside, I would send that last message out to some leaders in this community.
That is very true.
It is not too late to do the right thing.
Maybe you're doing something wrong.
Oh, boy. Okay, Jason, I need you to go over to that plug and unplug all the electronics
here. No problem, Bruce.
We're rapidly deteriorating. But please, listen to us next Monday at 8:30 a.m. for Big Rapids Buzz with me, Bruce Borkovich, and...
Chris Long.
Chris, have a good week.
You too.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.